Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Heyman, insider for Odyssey Sports, New York Post columnist and MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
Co-host of the Big Time Baseball Podcast.
Crazy free agency.
You're right, it was really a lot of fun, I think, for all the fans. Maybe not as much fun for me and Ken Rosenthal and Joel Sherman and Jeff Passan.
Curb your enthusiasm, enthusiast.
You hate people.
Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I like the White Sox. You never know with the Cubs.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Joining the show is Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download that BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
We are excited to talk to you because there is a lot of expectation of huge moves and great signings and wonderful things happening in Chicago baseball. What do you think?
Well, you know, you do hear rumors, and the Cubs are certainly involved with the shortstops. I don't hear those great rumors about the White Sox, Mully, but maybe you know something I don't know.
Well, no. I don't know if you have ever heard about a certain closer on the market, but that will get two outfielders and a second baseman, maybe even a catcher for the older closer. What do you think? No?
Oh, sure. I'm sure he's got good value. He's certainly one of the better closers in the game, and you know, they could use Graveman or some. They have. You know, once Crochet comes back as their closer, so I could see it. It's possible. You know, I'm not sure you take a step forward by trading your closer, but it's been done before, so I wouldn't rule it out.
All right, John. So Trey Turner goes to the Phillies. The Cubs meet with Carlos Correa. There's been a report about them being linked to Bogarts, and you predicted they would end up with Swanson. So I wonder, what happens today? How quickly will this turn now that the first domino has fallen?
You know, you never know that. You know, there's a lot of Judge rumors that he might be coming. If he's coming, he's got to have a deal. So that would get some more dominoes going. You know, just because there's one deal doesn't mean they'll go quickly. But, you know, it probably does spur some teams into action. I like the Cubs for Swanson because – you know, he's not going to be a $300 million player like Correa. You know, I give the Cubs credit. If they're going to spend the $300 million, more power to them. I just haven't seen a lot of spending from them in recent years. So, I'm a little skeptical about that. Swanson, I think, is a terrific player. You know, I didn't really hear anything specific. I just felt like he probably fits the way they want to do things a little bit better in terms of the payroll, and also, you know, his fiance does play for the soccer team there, and right. Certainly it doesn't hurt that the GM went to Vanderbilt and is from Georgia, just like Swanson, and, you know, maybe there's a connection there. So I'm just reading tea leaves.
John, when we think about Judge, and, you know, obviously he's at the Tampa game yesterday, and that's near the Yankees facility, so everybody's trying to figure out, was he over there talking to someone? Why is he there? And then you hear that San Francisco is ready to you know, make a huge move, and their backup plan is Correa if he goes back to the Yankees. It just seems like there are so many dominoes that, as David said, one's fallen, but it really hasn't moved the market yet.
Yeah, I mean, we've got two more days here, and being here, I think, does spur some action. And, you know, I would not be shocked if we do see some more, you know, today and tomorrow. You know, Boris has Correa and Bogaerts, and, you know, historically he might take a little longer, but, you know, we were here 3 years ago in San Diego and he signed at the meetings, all three of Strasburg, Rendon, and Cole in order three straight days. So, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if there were deals the next couple days for these big players. I did not hear that Bogaerts or Correa was close as of yesterday afternoon, at least. But things can change in a hurry, especially, you know, now we're down to three shortstops and still 10 teams looking for a shortstop.
So, John, let's look at the catcher market for a moment. It seems as if some reports indicate Sean Murphy of the A's, they're willing to make a deal, and wherever he ends up might start that domino effect with Wilson Contreras, with Vasquez, who the Cubs have looked into. Do you understand it that way? Anything new to report there?
Yeah, I mean, Murphy's certainly out there, and there are a number of teams looking for catcher, and, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's the most popular guy. I mean, young guy, relatively inexpensive, terrific defensively, so that's what a lot of teams are looking for, and so Houston is looking for a catcher. St. Louis, there are a lot of teams, Tampa, Minnesota, Cleveland. You know, most Chicago teams could use a catcher, though I don't know that either one of them is going to go big for a starting catcher, but maybe not one of that ilk. You know, there's some good catchers on the market, too. Christian Vasquez is out there, and then, you know, there are some other guys, more defensive guys like Hedges. So, you know, I think that the Murphy trade, yeah, probably needs to go first because he's probably the most coveted of the group.
When Jed Hoyer says that they've got a lot of offers out, obviously they haven't gotten any of those offers taken yet, but does that mean that they haven't satisfied whoever they're offering, or does that mean that everybody's waiting to see if those offers are still financially viable? What does it mean when you say you got a lot of offers out?
Well, they're negotiating just like any other team, you know, and they may have multiple offers out to shortstops, and with the understanding that if somebody takes it, the other one comes off the table. You know, they're looking, they probably like all three guys, so they're probably looking for the deal that they are most comfortable with. They probably have a price point on each of the three, and, you know, right now they haven't spurred anybody to action. And obviously in this market, it's going to take a lot. You know, I mean, the pitching market is out of control. To me, the Trey Turner deal was, you know, very logical, predictable, was not above really what I predicted. I think I predicted like 290 for nine or something like that. So it was comparable to that. Pitching market is crazy, though. So, you know, you might – if you sign one of these shortstops, you might be able to convince yourself you got a bargain because, I mean, you know, Zach Eflin, he was a reliever last year. He got $40 million. You know, boy, through 13 innings, has an ERA of about five. He got $10 million. So, you know, it's better to be in the shortstop market than the pitching market.
Yeah, well, let's face it, too, John. Jacob DeGrom is maybe the most dominant pitcher in baseball when healthy. But that's a big asterisk when healthy. And he got $185 million. That's a crazy contract. I wonder now, after Verlander goes to the Mets and after things settle down a little bit, what about Rodon, Bassett, and also Kode Senga?
Right. I mean, Rodon is the next ace out there. And he's, you know, at this point, based on the year that he did have, you know, he put together a full, excellent season, and he's only 30 years old. So, I mean, he's looking for a long deal, unlike, you know, Verlander's going to be 40 in February, and DeGrom is 34 and has had quite a few health issues. I heard his health, his medicals were great, but he certainly missed a lot of time. Yeah, I mean, people love the velocity. People love the fact he has little mileage on his arm. I mean, to me, Clayton Kershaw has been, you know, an all-time great who's answered the bell as much as he can. Obviously, he's had health issues lately and doesn't have that velocity. But it's a little odd to me that he gets, you know, 1/9 of what DeGrom gets when DeGrom has had probably not even half the career that Kershaw's had, and they're the same age.
You know, we were talking about it this morning. The one thing you can say for the Cubs is at least they're not in the East or the West, right? I mean, it seems like their division is still manageable and still one that you can be competitive in. I think we're seeing massive spending from other parts of the country.
Absolutely. I mean, both central divisions are, you know, much more winnable. You know, I think the AL Central is weaker than the NL Central, but Milwaukee looks like they're taking a step back. You know, Cincinnati's terrible. Pittsburgh's still not good. You know, NL Central is a good spot to be in. But, you know, AL Central, I still can't believe Cleveland won last year. But, you know, that's a bad sign for the division if Cleveland can win it. No offense. I give them credit for being able to do it on a shoestring. But they do not have an imposing roster.
Thanks for bringing that up, John.
Sorry.
So back to the NL Central for a moment. From a Cubs fan's perspective, you don't worry about too many of the headlines yet, but seeing the Cardinals in on the shortstop market, according to one report, talking to Wilson Contreras, according to another, what are they up to and what do you expect from them? Because they weren't one of those teams that I expected to see linked to any of these top shortstops.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the 11. They're, you know, near the bottom of that list on the shortstop list, like Baltimore, the Yankees, who are only going to probably be in if Judge goes to San Francisco or elsewhere. You know, St. Louis, I expect a catcher and pitching. But they are in the 11. You know, they're a team that could consider a shortstop. They don't need one, though. So I don't think their incentive is as great as these other teams. You know, they have Edmund, they have Donovan, they have, you know, DeYoung. They have a relatively decent middle of the infield. So it wouldn't seem to be a need, but, yeah, and I thought if they did, it would be Turner would be the guy that they would be interested in. But I would be surprised if they go shortstop. I think it's pitcher and catcher for them.
It doesn't seem, as you mentioned earlier, there are enough shortstops to go around, the number of teams looking for them. And yet, there was a report that the Cubs could sign two of them. I got a hard time buying it, but is it possible they get both Bogarts and Swanson?
Well, they probably batted it around, but, I mean, Boris is on record as saying that Bogarts is a shortstop. So, I don't know. It's hard to imagine him changing teams and changing positions, too. You know, normally when you have a marquee free agent, he's not up for changing positions. That's why I never bought Trey Turner's going to the Mets to play second base. I mean, when he was traded to the Dodgers to play second base, his agent tried to block the trade. You know, you can't block the trade as an agent, but he gave it a shot. You know, shortstops do not like to give up that position. You know, Derek Jeter never gave it up, even though Alex Rodriguez was the better shortstop. I'll be surprised. Bogarts actually had a good year defensively, better than Turner. I really don't see him moving it to third base. But, you know, and that would take a lot of money to get him to do it too, which we have to see the Cubs do actually spend this money before I believe it, as you've heard me say many times.
I love your skepticism, John. Let's look at Bogarts for a moment. We know the Cubs, according to reports, involved John Lester. They got David Ross, his 2013 teammate on the Red Sox, involved. They wanted to make sure that he knew how special it was to play at Wrigley Field, which is very comparable to Fenway Park. If, let's say, they end up with Bogarts, he does play shortstop. Number one, how realistic do you think that could be in terms of the price? And secondly, what kind of player are they getting?
Well, he was very good defensively last year after all the criticism, and the defensive metrics ranked him as below average. Very solid, very, very solid arm, doesn't make mistakes. You know, he doesn't have the range of, you know, a Correa or really an elite shortstop, but, you know, he's probably the best hitter of the group, and I include Turner in that. So, and the people who had him like him. You know, Dombrowski was looking at him, although Turner probably fit them better, so I get it. You know, Mike Hazen had him in Boston. He's in Arizona. You saw Bogarts linked to Arizona. You know, people like him on the team, and, you know, I still, even though he probably hates the Boston management, He did stay there for less once. You know, it feels like there's a pull for him to Boston. And they have a big incentive to keep him because right now they look terrible. They finished in last, and they want to convince Devers to stay too. And, you know, I think keeping Bogarts might help in that regard.
What did have we talked about this Mike Clevinger thing? What does that do for you? It's apparently $8 million with $4 million that you pay toward. It's a $12 million deal, but the $4 million is – for either side, if they opt out, whatever the Sox are have agreed to pay $4 million if they don't want them for year two.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, like a lot of these deals, it's a lot of money for a guy who had a terrible year last year. You know, it looks like a bargain to me compared to Boyd, though. And, you know, we'll see what Kyle Gibson got. He does have talent. He was traded for a bunch, and that didn't help the White Sox when the Guardians remade their team.
Right.
Trading Clevinger, now he's only worth a one-year deal. So he's certainly trending in the wrong direction. You know, he's the back of the rotation starter at this point, I'd say.
So many times we talk about these free agents going to teams that are familiar because they're big market teams with large budgets. John, I still think the Twins might be lurking, and certainly with Carlos Correa, you can't rule it out because they swooped in last offseason and signed him. And the report was they were met with him again last night and might be in a position to make the best offer to him. They know him. How about the Twins? What are your expectations there, and what are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, I for Correa, I did predict the Twins. Now, you know, that could change if Judge went back to the Yankees and San Francisco's left with $350 million or so. You know, they look like they want to spend. They're pretty desperate. They had a pretty boring team that finished 500 after winning 107 games the previous year, and they're very, very financially well off. So I could see him waiting it out and getting the bigger deal, but Minnesota's certainly going to make a big offer, and they can afford it. You know, it's a mid-market team, and they loved him. You know, they're talking to Bogarts too, but I think that, you know, their familiarity with Correa makes this a special case. And if they don't get him, they're more likely to, you know, sign an Elvis Andrus or somebody stopgap.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Han repeated yesterday what he's been saying, that he expects the Sox to be more active in the trade market than in free agency. And he said that when the right deal comes along, that's when we're going to move. Will there ever be a right deal that comes along, and what would it look like, John? I mean, I got a hard time thinking of a blockbuster for the White Sox.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like the White Sox are going to spend big. You know, they have obviously done it in the past occasionally. Cole Albert Bell just got rejected for the Hall of Fame again, and you know, occasionally they step out, but it doesn't feel like they are going to do that now. It seems like they're looking to improve the pitching and, you know, get better around the edges. You know, I think the Cubs are the headline right now in Chicago. Sorry to say, Mullen.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I mean, as long as there aren't more Sox players just signing elsewhere for massive deals, that's fine by me.
So, John, love following your work on Twitter and in the New York Post, but I got a kick out of your tweet, complete with the twit pick about Yasiel Puig there with his agent trying to find a new home after playing last season in Korea. Is anybody going to take a flyer on Yasiel Puig?
I can't imagine. He's got that legal issue hanging over his head beyond the fact that he's Yasiel Puig. And we know all the history of him even without the legal issue. You know, he had taken the plea and he's backed out on the plea. And, you know, maybe he is not guilty, but nobody wanted him before he was embroiled in this legal issue. So I already met with two teams. They didn't say whether they were major league teams or what kind of teams they were. But, I, you know, sometimes people just, you know, they have time to kill and they're being courteous. I don't know. I can't see it. I really can't.
John, we'll let you go. Just on the way out, I think we've all been waiting for some big move to happen that will then – kind of redo the market and everything is going to happen at once. Is that accurate, or are we kind of breathlessly hoping for things that might not occur? Like, what is your timetable on this stuff? Is it going slower than you thought? And And what does it mean when we think about some of these big name guys? Is it 2-3 days, a week, a month? What is it?
Well, we've already had two big ones here at the meeting, so I think it's pretty good. It's about what I expected. I think it's par for the course, and we're probably going to have at least a couple more, I would say. Judge, rumor was he's going to come here today.
Oh, wow.
And if he's coming here, he's going to be coming to make a deal. He's not coming here to, say hello or meet with somebody again. He's done enough meetings at this point, and it's time for him to make a deal. I mean, is it possible there's a third team, L.A., maybe? I don't know, but it seems like there's two teams, and he's been talking to them seriously, and, I'm sure San Francisco's offered more, and he's got to figure out whether a few more dollars is enough to or he's mad at the Yankees, one of the two, is enough reason to leave New York. I think it would be a surprise if he left the Yankees, but maybe it's a New Yorker talking there. I don't know.
Great stuff, John. Great catching up with you. Thanks a ton, man.
Thanks, John.
All right. Good talking to you guys.
You too.
That is John Heyman. Always fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.